You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you, and pick up your copy today. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't
over. Right before I die, I gotta run. Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello and welcome. God bless you once again. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm glad to be with you in the studio today. I'm Minister Andre. This is the Kingdom Sound Broadcast representing Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street. We are in the city of Melbourne, Florida. We invite you to come and visit us at any time. If you come to Victory, you're not going to be a visitor. You're going to leave as family. Thank God for my pastors, Pastor Thomas, Pastor Teresa Robinson. Do want to give them a shout out today. Great man and woman of God. Just thank you to you listeners that are tuning into this broadcast, letting us know that you're hearing the broadcast, coming in to visit and fellowship with us. We pray that the ministry, the radio ministry, is an encouragement, that God is using it to change life, that God is using it to encourage hearts, that God is using it to draw souls to Him. God loves you if you don't know Him, whether you know it or not, whether you believe it or not. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever, me and you and everybody else, believes on Him shall not perish, but shall receive eternal life. And God wants to give that to you today. So thank you for tuning in. It's not an accident. It's divine. So today, let's just pray really quick. Father, thank you so much. Just another opportunity to be a vessel, to be a voice, to allow you to use me. I pray, Father, today, let the word of God touch hearts. Let someone be saved, healed, delivered, set free, free in our mind, free in our physical bodies. Father, wherever we need freedom, let freedom ring today. I pray in the name of Jesus. I give you glory. Bless us, your people, oh God. Draw us closer to you. Help us to put our faith in you even the more in the times that we live. Help us to celebrate you and realize no matter what we see, think, or hear, God is still God, and He is sitting on the throne, and all power, A-L-L, is in His hands. So let's look at the word today. I want to look at John 14 and John 15. Let's start with John 14. If you can turn, go with me today. John 14, look at verse 13. It reads, "And if you love me, keep my commands. If you love me, keep my commandments." And the scripture says, verse 16, Jesus is talking to us. He say, "If you love me, keep my commands. Proof of your love will be found in your actions. Proof of our love of God will be found in our actions. Proof of our love of one another will be found in our actions. So Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commands. If you love me, do and demonstrate what love does. So if we love God, we'll obey and keep his commands. Because love is what love demonstrates. Not what love says if there's no corresponding action and demonstration and evidence and proof. So I want to be clear. Jesus said, if you love me, John chapter 14, verse 15, if you love me, you're going to keep my commands. You're going to obey me because love obeys the Father. Loving the Lord, loving God, loving Jesus, loving his Spirit is a lifestyle of obedience. It's a lifestyle of keeping the commands of God. Jesus says further, and I will pray the Father, and the Father shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Thank God that he never leaves us alone. Thank God that he always makes provision for us to be victorious and to be successful. So Jesus said, I will pray the Father, and the Father shall give you another comforter. Thank God that the comforter has come, that the Father did exactly what Jesus said, that the Father kept his word. Jesus said, even the Spirit of truth. So he's going to give us another comforter. The comforter is the Spirit of truth. He functions the Spirit of truth, whom the world can't receive him because the world don't see him. Neither does the world know him, but you're going to know him, for he dwells in you. He's come and made his abode in you. He dwells with you. There's union with you, connecting with you, and he shall be in you. That's powerful. The Spirit of truth, he's come to dwell in me. He's come to be with me. He's come to abide with me forever. He's come to unite with me. If I permit it, if I allow it, Jesus said, verse 18, I won't leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Jesus said, verse 19, yet a little while, the world don't see me no more, but you see me because I live. You shall also live. And at that day, you shall know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Jesus said, verse 21, he that has my commands and he that keeps my commands, you got to have them and you got to keep them. You got to have them and you got to keep them. It does us no good to know the word. It does us no good to know the scripture, but we don't live it out. It does us no good if we don't keep and obey God's commands. Jesus said, verse 21, John 14, verse 21, Jesus said, he it is that loves me, and he that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. Let's be clear. Jesus said, he that has my commands, whoever accepts my commandments and obeys and keeps them, he it is that loves me. So Jesus is very clear, and he wants us to be clear. Do you love me? Well, ask yourself, do I accept Jesus' commands? Do I accept the word of God as my truth? And everything else that don't line up with the word of God is a lie? Do I obey? Self-check today. Do I obey and keep God's word? Do I obey and keep God's commandments? Because Jesus said, he it is, that's the one. Jesus is making an identification today. That's the one that loves me. The one that loves me, obeys and keeps my commands. Love check today. Do we really love the Father? Jesus started off in verse 15. He said, if you love me, you'll obey and keep my commands. Do I really love Jesus like I say? Do I really love the Father like I say? Whenever the word comes, it comes for us to examine ourselves. And where we find deficit, where we find I'm not doing what the scripture says, that's an opportunity for repentance. It goes hand in hand. The Lord identifies something in our lives. It identifies a place we're not walking in. He doesn't come to condemn us like, oh, he comes for our hearts to open up and say, God, thank you for another chance. Thank you for opening up my eyes to the truth. Thank you for showing me where I'm falling short. Thank you for showing my greater need of you. Thank you for showing me that I can't just say I love you, but I got to obey you, but I got to keep your words, even in the hard places, even in the places where I'm challenged. If you say forgive, I got to walk in forgiveness. If you say love, I got to walk in your love. If you say righteous, holy, be ye holy as I'm holy, I got to step it up and I've got to be holy, for you are holy. I've got to live and do and obey your word. Your word takes priority over everything. Your word is superior to everything. Your word takes precedence over everything else. Verse 22. Judas, not Iscariot, the betrayer, but another Judas said, a disciple, said, how is it that when you manifest yourself to us, but you're not going to manifest yourself to the world? And Jesus answered Judas and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. God, help us to love you to a place of obedience, a higher level of obedience. We're obeying you. We love you, but a higher level. We'll withhold nothing from you. Nothing that you tell us to do is too much, but help us to humble ourselves and say, yes, Lord. Help our responses to be, yes, Lord. If he loves me, he'll keep my words, Jesus said in verse 23. And my Father will love him. My Father loves a man that loves Jesus, that keeps Jesus's words. The Father loves that. And we, the Father and Christ, will come to that person and make our abode with them. The Father is seeking those that love him and love his words and obey and keep his commands. The Father is seeking that person that he can come and make his abode with him, dwell in them, cause us to become living epistles, walking Bibles, talking Bibles. That's what the Father desires. Verse 24, John 14, and he that loves me not, Jesus is making a second identification. He identified clearly those that love him, those that are called according to his purpose. They obey him. They keep his word. They keep his commands. They do what he tells them to do. They live and walk by his spirit. The Father comes and Jesus comes to that one that loves him by demonstration and action and deed. Not with words only, not with empty words, but there is a demonstration in their lives that Christ has come and made his abode in them. There is a demonstration in their lives that Christ, Jesus, the Father, has come and made his abode in them. Now let's look at verse 24. Here comes a second contrasting identification. But he that loves me not. There is a person that does not love Jesus. There is a person that does not love God. That person, you'll be able to identify him. It will be obvious because they do not keep Jesus' sayings. They do not keep the word which you hear. He says, the word that you hear, it's not my word. It's the Father's word. So a person that does not love Jesus, they won't keep his word. They won't keep his saying. And he says, it's not my word. I'm only saying what the Father said. They won't have reverential fear and regard for the Father. They won't obey the Father. They won't obey the word of God. They won't obey the Bible. They won't obey the sayings of Jesus Christ. He says, I need you to be clear. The word, the Bible, it's the Father's that sent me, Jesus Christ. And he says, verse 25, these things I've spoken to you while I'm still here present with you. Verse 26, Jesus says, but the comforter that he talked to us about in verse 16 and 17, the comforter, the spirit of truth, with is the Holy Ghost, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. But the comforter, let's talk about the comforter for a minute. The comforter, the counselor, the teacher, the Holy Spirit, he leads us, he guides us. He's an advocate, he's an intercessor, he's a strengthener, he's a standby. This is the gift that the Lord has given us. Jesus said, but the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost of God, whom the Father will send in my name. Let's not get it twisted. The Holy Spirit of God is very God. He is the third person of the Trinity, of the Godhead. He will teach you all things. And he teaches from the word what the Father has said. He will bring all things to your remembrance, what I've said to you. He speaks not of his own, but he speaks and brings us into the remembrance of the sayings of Christ, the Father's word, the Bible, the B-I-B-L-E. He will teach us. He reveals us. He convicts us. He brings us into the knowledge of the truth of God's word. The Holy Spirit of God, Jesus says, he's going to bring to your remembrance whatsoever things I have said to you. In Christ, we have freedom today. The Holy Spirit of God brings us, teaches us, how do we walk in liberty? How do we walk in obedience to the Father? The Holy Spirit enables us, and empowers is the word I wanted to say. He empowers us to walk in the Holy Spirit. He empowers us. He gives us supernatural divine power so that we can walk upright in the things of God. He draws us to the Father. None can come, Jesus said, except the Holy Spirit draws them. So he draws us to the Father. He causes us. He's the agent in new birth. He causes us to receive salvation. He draws and woos us. He works in our hearts and in our minds, shows us our need of God. He opens up our eyes and our understanding, brings us to the place that we cry, Abba, Father. So he is a conduit, a change agent in our lives that brings us to new birth. He's the Spirit of truth. He speaks from the word of God, reveals and opens our understanding to the things of the word of God. He abides with us that receive Christ. He makes his abode, dwells with us. He teaches us all things. He brings all things to our remembrance. He gives us power, supernatural power, not of ourselves, his power, divine power, that we can make it, that we can do what God has told us to do. He empowers us, causes us, gives us the ability to stand fast in the things of God, to not be wishy-washy, to not submit to the enemy, but to stand strong in his mighty power, that we are endued with power from on high to be victorious in our assignment, to finish our assignment. He frees us from the power of sin. Sin should have no power, that it would reign in our bodies, that we would not fall victim to sinful flesh, to the cravings, the desires, the works of the flesh. But the Holy Spirit gives us power. No. I'm able to stand in God's mighty power. It's not my power. That's where we need to be clear. It's not my power. My power is no weapon against the enemy, but the Holy Spirit. My God, we're weaponized. The power of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, the armor of God, we're weaponized. I'm weaponized. I can stand. And having done all I can stand because I don't stand in myself, because I don't stand in my flesh, I stand in the power of God. I stand in the Holy Spirit of God. He helps us. The one function of the Holy Spirit is he's a helper. Helper, help today is our cry. We cry out, help us today, Holy Spirit of God. Help us in our prayer. Help us in reading the word. Help us in revealing the truth of the word, the hidden mysteries of the word in our lives. Help us, helper, help. Holy Spirit, be a helper to us. Holy Spirit, help us in areas that we struggle. Holy Spirit, we cry out, help us in our areas of weaknesses. Help us, Holy Spirit, in our areas of infirmities. Help us, Holy Spirit, to break through. Help us, we pray today. Thank you, Father. Thank you for giving us the gift of the Holy Spirit, who is a comforter, who is a counselor, who is a mind regulator, who is a strengthener, a standby, an advocate, and an intercessor. He makes intercessions for us. The Spirit of God does. He is the Spirit of truth. He helps us. He's a secret agent. He helps us to mortify our flesh. He helps us to crucify our flesh. Some place in our fleshes resist. We're like doing all we can, but listen, call out to the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, help me in this area. My flesh want to do this, but the Spirit of God, he is going to help us. The Holy Spirit of God, he will raise up a standard. Come on, defeat the enemy every time when we fast and we pray and we rely on, depend on, live in, walk in the Holy Spirit. Come out of walking in ourselves. Come out of walking in our reasons. Come out of walking in how we think. But yield to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit reveals to us a higher level of thinking, a higher level of walking, a higher level of living. That's what he wants to do. We get all of this when we accept Christ. We get all of this. We get the best gifts of God when we accept Jesus Christ. We get the Holy Spirit of God. He comes. Ding dong. Who's at the door? Well, it's my gift from God, the Holy Spirit. Invite him in. Let him in. The gifts and what we receive from him are innumerable. Come on, he helps us in our prayers. He works miracles through the lives of the believers. Guess what he does? Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commands. He imparts and give us supernatural agape divine love. Not love that's wishy-washy, not love that's here today, gone tomorrow, but the Holy Spirit imparts the love of God to our heart, to our mind, where we can love the unlovable, where we can forgive the unforgivable. We can love you beyond what you did, how you hurt, how you betrayed. That's why we know it's supernatural. Our human self, we can't do that. Our human nature is godless. Our human nature wars with God. But the Holy Spirit of God teaches us how to love, how to walk in love with mankind, how to see people as God sees them. If you're struggling with unforgiveness, if you're struggling with the ability to love someone that's hurt, betrayed, devastated, destroyed, tried to destroy you. Oh, hello today. Welcome in the Holy Spirit. Welcome in his love. Allow the helper to help you. Allow the counselor to counsel you. Allow the comforter to comfort you. He helps impart the Father's love to us. Helps us love like the Father. Teaches us the things of God. He teaches us the things of God. He causes us to become transformed into the image and likeness of Christ. He makes new creatures out of us. He causes us the old man crucified, the old man destroyed. That's the power of the Holy Spirit. You say, I knew you when. Do you know me now in the Spirit of God? Don't worry about knowing me when. That creature is gone. That old man is gone. Do you know me now in the power of the Spirit? Get to know me now. Can you see? Is it evidence the fruit of the Spirit in my life that the Holy Spirit has produced. How am I able to? It's not I, but it's Christ inside. It's not I, but it's the Father that has come and made his abode. It's not I what you see, but it's the power of the Holy Spirit in a transformed life. The Holy Spirit imparts gifts unto men. He imparts the gifts unto men. Holy Spirit activates the gifts that God has in us. Come on. We need to say, Holy Spirit, activate every dormant gift in my life. The things you've placed in me from before I was born and knit in my mother's womb, you placed it into me. Activate. He activates. He imparts gifts unto us. He changes us into the image of Christ. Transformation is a work of the Holy Spirit. He is our source of hope. Walking in the Spirit is the secret to victory. You want to be victorious? Come on. You want to go up to another level in God and grow up to another level in God? Get into a stronger relationship with Holy Spirit. Allow Holy Spirit to have full control, full reign. Allow. You want to grow in God. You want to ascend. You want to go up in the things of God. You want to learn more. Oh, invite Holy Spirit in. Partner. Allow Holy Spirit to have his way in your life. Say yes to the Lord. Allow Holy Spirit. Be honest. Be open. Be obedient. Be willing. We can pray about all of these things. God, give us a willing spirit to allow Holy Spirit to do what he wants to do in our lives. God, we pray today and thank you for who and you've given us in the person of the Holy Spirit. Our hearts are grateful. Thank you for this great gift. We pray that the Holy Spirit would strengthen us today by his Spirit in our inner man. We pray today to enjoy great fellowship with the Holy Spirit today. We pray that the Holy Spirit would help us to obey the truth of the word today. We started out, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments, you'll obey my commandments. Helper, help each and every one of us to grow in relationship with the Holy Spirit, grow in dependence upon the Holy Spirit. I pray that the broadcast has been a blessing to you. We are Victory International Praise Ministries, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I pray that you would walk in the love of the Father today and walk empowered by the Holy Spirit of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you and pick up your
Praise
copy
the Lord.
Today.
Thank you for tuning into Kingdom Sounds broadcast. We pray you enjoyed the word today. And if you would like to sow, you can do so at Zelle 321-213-1218 or Cash App at VIP Ministry 250. If you'd like for us to partner with you in prayer, please call us at 321-514-9679. Our service times is Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m., and we are located at 250 North Babcock in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. We